What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for the Walking Dead Recap Show. Yes, it is a season finale. Last night, Sunday night, the first day of The Rest of Your Life aired on AMC. Of course, today's Monday, April 3rd. Alongside of me, I have, from AccordingToKristen.com, it is Kristen. What's up, Kristen?
What up, Mike?
Chilling like a villain. And normally from the VRO.com, we have Brancy, but apparently she is out handling some personal stuff, so she's not going to be able to make the actual call. But rumor has it, like two little gossiping girls, you two tweet or text. Y'all actually text to each other while the show's going on, huh?
Yeah.
Man. So do y'all ever like talk about The Walking Dead and then talk about boys and then back to The Walking Dead? Or is it always just The Walking Dead?
No, it's just The Walking Dead.
So rumor has it you have some lost archive files there that we might be able to share some of her thoughts a little bit, maybe.
Yes.
All right, cool. All right, so I've got my notes here. I was just going to jump right into like the end, but I figured I was just going to start from the top and then kind of just go through it. And then, of course, it'll explode. I think the last 40 minutes, I think everybody was like, oh, my God.
Yes.
All right, so let's start from the beginning. I felt, I don't know about you. Okay, well, let's put it this way. Everybody knows most of the recap shows we've been doing, I'm just not a fan of Sasha. Just not a fan of her.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this episode, all the, I didn't like Sasha's, all made up in this episode.
It's funny that you say that because Brancy and I had texted each other about this, and I told her, I was like, I kind of feel bad that I've been hating on Sasha. But in my defense and in your defense, you were talking about this, and we thought that either her, Rosita, or Eugene might sacrifice themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we did say that if they did, it might
you
know, been a silver a little bit.
Yeah, been a, you know what? Sasha went out like a G.
Yes.
And of course, in the beginning, because, you know, they show the beginning of her listening to the headphones. And I was like, what is she doing? Is she just kind of singing or is she getting into the music? And then, of course, they played quite a little bit of that. And then the intro of the show starts and then it starts over almost again. And I was like, what the heck? And then when you see what happened. So, first of all, I've got to say it was great seeing Abraham. I missed that little redheaded guy. So it was good seeing
him. Yeah, but I saw Abraham and then I was like, oh, are we going to see Glenn? But no,
we didn't see your Glenn.
No.
The last time you saw Glenn is when he was getting his head bashed in. Remember
Listen,
that,
Kristen. You stop.
So I thought, in my notes here, I was like, great seeing Abraham. Sasha and Negan scenes were great. Of course, going back and forth. Sasha flashback moments were great. I really liked that whole, you know, when she was sitting with Maggie to Abraham, back to with Negan. I thought that was great. So kudos to Sasha and the writers, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I do have here, Tara confronts Dwight, and then I put dash, whatever. When that girl.
I know. I was watching her, and I was like, man, in the last recap, I said that I kind of like Tara. And then she does this shit.
Dude.
And I'm like, can you just shut up?
Yeah, I was not. When she was like all in his face, she's like, you know what? She had a name. I was like, oh, God, get away from it. And then when Dwight leaves, she's like mad dogging Daryl from the front porch. Like, you could have killed him. She had a name. I was like, whatever, Tara. So I was like,
with that girl for like 5 minutes.
Exactly. I don't think they even did the nasty. I think they just kissed, right? Didn't Sasha go over there or the other girl went over? I don't even know her name.
Who? The doctor.
The one that got the arrow in her eyeball.
Denise.
I do like when Dwight says, I wasn't aiming for her.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome. But then Daryl didn't like that very much either.
No.
That was intense. Did you feel that Daryl was going to hurt Dwight?
I think Daryl has learned how to restrain himself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know whether or not he was going to put it through the eyeball or not.
I thought there was going to be an ass whooping. You know, I thought there was going to be a couple punches, some kicks, you know?
Yeah.
But I did like the Rosita line that she said that, you know, she doesn't trust him, but she does trust Daryl.
Yeah.
And I think everybody kind of signed off on, even Rick was like, okay, if you're cool with this. Because I think if everybody would have said, let's kill him, they would have killed him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as, and the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, every time something would happen, I was like, Dwight, do something. But he couldn't. He couldn't. He stayed in character. Spy. What? You're not feeling Dwight?
No.
Do you trust him?
No.
For some reason, I do.
The only reason why I do is because I can understand why he would want to go against Negan.
Right.
That's the only reason why I could possibly trust him.
The reason why I have trust to him is that his wife is gone. Like, she escaped.
Mm-hmm.
So Dwight knows that Negan will probably, once all this calms down and you know, he's going to go after her. So the only way to prevent that from happening, she escaped. She's alive of right now. Then I got to take out Negan because my wife will be, you know, hunted down for the rest mm-hmm. of her life. So now's an opportunity. Take him out. I believe him. I totally believe him. And, Kristen?
Yes?
I trust Daryl.
So do I. Was Dwight the one that left that little...
Yep. That little statue that
soldier
said...
thing?
That it said didn't know. So he didn't know about Sasha and all that stuff. So I think we got a good teammate. And you know,
I hope so.
But look at the bigger picture though too. How many times have we not liked somebody and then look at Merle. I mean, Merle did a lot of crap.
Yeah, Merle was terrible.
And they still
I'll tell you this though.
Him. Yeah.
I trust Dwight more than I trust Eugene.
You know what? I would have to agree with you on that. Cuz at first towards the end I thought, okay, maybe Eugene is up to something. You know, maybe, you know, because I think you mentioned it last review was maybe he has some master plan, you know, and I think I even put I think I did something on good shows. And I think I even mentioned your name. I think I was like, is my friend Kristen onto something?
Mm-hmm.
Is Eugene? I don't know. Is it Eugene?
I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But after watching this, I just think he's only out for himself.
Probably. I mean, I don't know.
I was kind of hoping Negan was going to go at him.
Oh, yeah. At the end?
Yes.
Like, he didn't try. But, you know, really, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. So, you know, I guess maybe Negan's like, I'm going to take the chance of keeping him. I might need Eugene. Because if he knew for sure, oh, he'd be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down. So, I don't know. Let's see here. I have my next line here. King Zekiel gave a great speech to Morgan. I was a little concerned there. I thought Morgan was going to play this whole one-man soldier thing. But Carol couldn't get through, but King Zekiel did.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to see him into the fold of the kingdom.
Yes.
I thought it was hilarious when I call her the trash leader. Pretty much says, I'll lay with Rick.
Bang Rick?
Yeah, she wants to bang Rick. I can feel that tension there. Every time they got close, they're like, say yes. Yes. I'm telling you.
That was the weirdest scene.
That was hilarious. Michonne? Boy.
She was like, try it, bitch.
Yeah, I'll bitch slap you.
Francie, we were texting each other. First of all, let's be real. The first like 30 minutes of this episode, I was like, what the hell is happening?
About
because
why?
It was a lot of the Sasha thing and, you know, we didn't know where she was, but obviously in the casket.
Uh-huh.
But Brancy texted me and she was like, it's been half an hour and not a damn thing has happened.
Wow. Y'all are just impatient.
Ruthless.
Y'all are.
Wait, but then we started talking about these garbage people because I was laughing that they rolled up in garbage trucks. Because you have been defending these people, saying that they're not garbage people.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, they use their environment. Yeah, but they rolled up because it was hilarious because I was watching with my wife and when I saw the trucks roll, I was like, holy crap, they're waiting. It's like 20.
They really are garbage people.
Well, no, I honestly thought it was Negan's crew until I saw the trucks. I was like, Jesus, they're starting the, I was like, they're going to start the war 20 minutes in. Oh, this is going to be badass.
Yeah.
You know, and then the camera and I was like, oh, those are garbage. Oh, those are the garbage people. I was like,
damn
it. Rolling in garbage. I mean, smart, but rolling in garbage trucks. But yeah, that's why I call them the trash people. So speaking of trash people,
mm-hmm.
I did not see that coming. Did you?
No.
They turn on Rick and the group.
Mm-hmm.
My mouth dropped. I even looked at my wife. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yep. We did the same thing.
So it's obvious that Negan got to them somehow. Or you know what? Didn't she say we followed from the people from the boat that followed? I think they followed them. That's what I gathered. Is like we followed from the ones that stole the boat that and then stole from you or some kind of crap.
Yeah, I don't know. She said something about, I don't know.
Yeah. So she was able to make a deal with Negan. Bastards. But
I was actually excited too because I was like, okay, Michonne has a little bit of backup.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? And that was the weird thing is because even when that lady up with Michonne started talking to Michonne, my wife was like, what is up with these people? Why are they talking like Neanderthals?
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe they're just going backwards. And you know, my wife's like, this one here. And that one up on the ledge with Michonne was sending out weird vibes. And but the weird thing is we thought she was just naturally weird. And then when she gave that smile, she's like, we win. I was like, what the fuck? And sure enough, I was like, Michonne caught on. And I was like, oh, Michonne's up there by herself. And when she turned around, dude, that was like a slugfest with those two.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Big time. I was like, crap. But so then Negan brings out the coffin, mm-hmm. which we know Sasha's in there. You know what? I was so, I guess, intense or so like anxiety attack. I didn't even think that Sasha was going to be a zombie. Did you?
I didn't either.
Jesus Christ.
I thought she was going to just fall out. You saw her take that pill.
Yeah.
So I thought she was just going to fall out and he was going to think his, you know, that plan was ruined. But then she jumped out and went at him.
Dude, I did not see that coming because I was so like, oh, the group is captured. What the fuck? When that bomb didn't go off and was he going to push that button?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what's going on here? So that happens. Sasha comes out, all hell breaks loose, and I have a lot of favorite parts in this episode, but I think that I don't even want to say my first because I was really liking a lot of this, but I think the first one that I was like, oh, and I actually, when we finished watching my wife, I rewound it to that special part, Carl. Soon as Sasha attacks, Carl, with not even a hesitation, pulls out his gun, turns around, and shoots three people behind him.
Yes. We were texting each other about this, too, because as soon as that happened, everybody from Rick's group started fighting back.
Yeah.
Except Rick. He just stood there. Like, I get that the lady had the gun on him, but everyone had a gun on them.
Yeah.
So we were kind of like, are you kidding me? What is he doing?
Rick had to be smarter. If they would have killed Rick, the group would have probably frozen and said, put their hands up.
Yeah.
So, you know, he kept his cool. It was good. But that whole gun to fight scenes and Michonne and Daryl's in freaking beast mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, yeah. And then all of a sudden, me and I were watching, and then they got Carl on his knees. We were like, no. So that was, a roller coaster. I was like, anxiety. I was like, here we go again. So then Negan has Carl on his knees, puts Rick on his knees. What was going through your mind when Rick was like, I'm still going to kill you?
Oh my, I was like, oh my God, please. Like, he gets me excited when he says stuff like that, but at the same time, I'm like, oh my God, not excited like that.
Oh, okay, got it, make sure.
But I'm like, oh my God, Carl's right there. Like, and then I'm like, oh my God, is he going to do it?
Yeah, that was a total night and day from like when we lost Glenn and Abraham
mm-hmm.
to this. Rick was like, you can go ahead and do it in front of me and take my hands because I'm still going to kill you. All of you, you're dead.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh, and Negan's
you
face.
Go, Rick.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. My nipples got harder when Rick said that. For real, it did. Just want to point that out. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Just saying. I'm fine with my masculinity. I can say that. Rick turned me on. My nipples got hard when he was like, let's go, Kenny. You're pretty much dead anyways. I was like,
he's such a badass.
Whisper that in my ear, Rick. But so then I was like, oh, we're going to, because then I started thinking in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, is Carl going to die? Is this going to be the thing? I was like freaking out. And then, what's the tiger's name? Sheba? Shabra Khan? I don't know. From the Jungle Book? Sheba?
I don't know.
But it's called, I don't know, Shere Khan from the Jungle Book. They must be, who knows? But that tiger started eating mofos.
Yes.
Then Carol and King Zekiel come, and then Maggie shows up. Negan was pretty badass.
Agreed.
And Negan noticed that Maggie was live.
I know.
Yeah. He said, what did he say? He said that woman.
The widow.
The widow's alive, a gun's a-blazing.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. I love Negan.
He has like the best lines. Yes. He's such an asshole, but he has the best lines.
I'm not going to lie to you. My nipples got hard too.
Oh my God.
Can't help it. So yeah, that whole scene was just insane. Nuts. Yep. Rosita, we didn't see a lot of it, but we see her in the bed next to Tara, which Tara is laying next to her. I think Tara has the hots for Rosita, but
she wasn't laying next to her. She was sitting in a chair.
Bye. Yeah, whatever.
Come on, Mike.
But she's there. But Rosita got shot. Mm-hmm. I was hoping she'd die, but she didn't, which sucks balls. So we did that. And then what else? And we had, whatchamacallit, Rick and Carl save Michonne. Michonne's face is pretty busted up.
Badly.
Pretty bad. But you know what? I noticed that while Maggie was talking and we saw the group and everybody's doing their thing, Michonne was healing pretty well. So it looks like some time has gone by from that to that. Did you notice that?
No.
Yeah, her face.
No, I don't remember seeing Michonne while Maggie was talking.
Yeah, well, Maggie's she was her voiceover was going over, so it was panning through. So when they went through Tara and Rosita, and you saw Rosita sitting there, the camera panned on Michonne.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
And her face was her eye had already healed, so that's definitely some fast forward right there.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering when it comes back in October, how much are we going to be ahead?
You know, it's funny we were watching it. So mm-hmm. I was watching with my mom and my brother, mm-hmm. and they showed a scene where Judith was sitting on the floor, and we were like, who is that? Like, we were thinking, like, is that Maggie's baby? Because she still doesn't look pregnant.
No, she still doesn't look pregnant. And I'm not going to lie, when I saw the Judith, I even looked at my wife. I was like, is that Judith? She was like, yeah. I was like, they just left her there? And I was like, okay, well, it's Maggie and them. But yeah, it totally caught me off guard.
Yeah.
But Maggie isn't looking big. I don't know what it is. Mm-mm. Maybe she's just wearing extra clothes. I don't know. But I didn't even notice that. I just noticed that Maggie, that girl's a leader.
Yes.
She was yelling out commands. Everybody was listening.
And I love that Jesus likes that she's leading them too.
Yeah. I think Jesus definitely has her back.
Yeah.
That's going to be somebody she's going to, because now that Sasha's not around, he's definitely going to have to step in. And mm-hmm. as much as Jesus doesn't like to get involved, because, you know, he's made it very clear he likes to be behind the scenes, I think he's going to have to. He's going to have to help Maggie.
Yeah.
And be that person. What'd you think about it when they found Sasha?
Oh, that was sad.
Gotta take her down. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, Sasha, you cheat. I would have given her a dap. Now, back to Negan real quick. Mm-hmm. And Eugene, when he called him out. Do you think Negan believes him?
No.
So you think Negan thinks that Eugene has something to do with it?
Yes. Mm. Well, because doesn't he know about those pills from...
that's what I was wondering, if those girls had mentioned, like, he tried to poison you and we said, you know, I don't know. See, that's going to be interesting to see if those girls, because the girls did say they were going to say something, but, Eugene said he's not going to believe you because of who I am. But if Negan already has it in his mind, like, I think Eugene did something, well, guess what? These pills, well, then now I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm wondering if we're going to lose anybody in the first, because it doesn't come back until October.
I know.
It'll be here quick. Before we know it, it'll be like, holy crap, Halloween's coming. And then the new Walking Dead. Because Fear of the Walking Dead starts soon. Was it June?
Yes, June 4th, I think they said.
Yeah, so it's coming up. So I'm excited. But this season finale, pretty intense.
Yes.
I think this for this episode, for a finale in this episode, do you think it's going to go as one of the big ones for you?
I mean, the last half of it, mm-hmm. yes.
Right.
But the first half, I was...
You and Brancy were like, what the hell is this crap?
No, it's not. It wasn't terrible. I couldn't figure out where she was or what she was doing. Like,
well, that's not... That's not the writer's fault. That's just y'all's fault because y'all are just naturally slow.
No. It's that when it was explained at the end, then I understood what was happening in the beginning. But when I was watching it, I was like, what in the holy hell is this?
And it's funny how y'all didn't know what was going on, so y'all get really frustrated. And so then y'all's minds start going, like, oh, my God, if it's going to be like this for an hour and a half, and then y'all just start, just go with the ride, man. Just go with the ride.
But, you know, it's funny because one of the times that they showed Sasha talking to Abraham, uh-huh. I was thinking to myself, when I first saw it, that she was dreaming. But then I asked my brother if she was dead already. I'm like, is she dead? And that's how she's seeing him?
No. I think she was seeing him while she was slowly dying. That's how I took it. I took it as she was alive. She put the headphones on. She popped the pill, what we saw. And mm-hmm. then all the visions was what she was seeing. Because remember, she would talk. Like, yeah. She would whisper. And she was whispering
Abraham.
Yeah,
and then she was saying it in...
And then she was seeing it as, you know, what we were seeing her, but then we were going into her mind. And then finally, when they walk out the door, open the coffin, bam, that was awesome.
Yes, that was.
I'm not going to lie. That was, she went out like a G. Mm-hmm. And I like that. I like that a show can make me not like a character for like eternity. And then, you know, all of a sudden turn me around and be like, pour out some up for the homie.
Did you watch The Talking Dead?
Yes, I did. She looked great.
Yes.
Everybody came out. Abraham showed up.
Yeah, that was cool. I like how Chris Hardwick asked Jeffrey Dean Morgan if he had anything to say.
And he said, no, not really.
Yeah, he said, no, I don't have anything.
I told my wife, I was like, look at Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Maybe I should grow out my beard like that. She's like, no.
No.
She's like, don't. She's like, look how old he looks. I was like, but he looks cool. She's like, don't
do
it.
He looks like a caveman with a leather jacket.
Yeah, she's like, don't do it.
No.
Because when I let mine grow, all the gray comes out. I look like Rick Grimes. I just let it go. And so some people don't like it.
Well, Rick is hot, but.
But what? You're saying if I grew up my beard, I wouldn't be hot as Rick?
No.
You just don't know.
That Jeffrey Dean Morgan's beard is a little out of control.
Whatever. Whatever. You just don't understand because you don't have hair like us.
No, I don't.
I don't understand your stuff down there.
Me either.
And your mood swings and everything else because of that stuff.
Me either.
I know you don't. So yeah, I think how we feel. It's safe to say that you and I feel that this episode both a 10. We both feel it's a 10, right? Great, it's a great season finale. Great way to end it, right?
Yes.
No complaints. You were just a little confused in the first 30 minutes.
Yes.
But then once the action, bam.
I wasn't confused. I was bored.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I haven't been feeling Sasha all that much. So it's like, I was seeing her first, I was like, oh, shit. But then as the hour and a half went on.
Boom.
Yes.
She made you turn your feelings towards her. See that? Just like that.
I mean, that's one thing about her, though, is throughout the whole thing, even though we didn't really like her all that much, she was never really being selfish.
No, she wasn't.
She was always trying to do what was right for the group.
Yeah. No, and that's how it was. I mean, there were moments in the series where I think I was just like, why you got this chip on your shoulder? Like the whole time when she lost Tyrese.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I get it. But then it was like, come on. I don't know. There was just times. It's kind of like Rosita, too. Like, I was a huge fan of Rosita. But then when people started dying and Spencer and, you know, and Eugene, she just started just being
a snatch her personality face. Completely changed.
And I get it. I get it. With Abraham, I get it. She's like cold. She wants to murder. I get all of it. But that's not the Rosita I fell in love with.
Exactly.
So we'll see. Now that she, hopefully when she wakes up that she'll feel a part of like this victory. And she'll see that Tara was sitting next to her this whole entire time. As much as she was being a snatch face, even though you and I have never liked Tara, we felt for Tara.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll change Rosita back.
Maybe.
Maybe there'll be love in the air.
Did you think that the some of the girls from Oceanside were going to come?
Yes, I did. I was telling my wife. I was like, oh, where are the ocean people? Where are the Amazon chicks? But they didn't come at all.
No.
I was hoping like five or six.
Well, because we didn't even think that they were going to get to the fight scene in this episode.
No.
I thought they were going to drag it out until they came back on.
Yeah, I agree.
When it started happening, I was like, oh, my God, they're going to come. They're going to help.
Yeah.
But no, they were not there.
No, so I don't know what the hell their deal is. Maybe it's because they were like, you didn't leave us any guns.
Well, if they're saying that they're both going to go to war, like both groups are saying they're going to go to war. So hopefully there's still hope for those.
They will. They have to. They're just going to have to – they're going to need more numbers. But the thing about it was I was – and maybe it's just the post of Negan's post where he stays. But I know they got outposts. That's what Dwight was saying. Mm-hmm. Because what I saw right there with Negan and his little home front, I was like, okay, Rick's got the numbers. But if the trash people and Negan get together, I don't know. I'm wondering if Rick could forgive the trash people for them to side on to take out Negan and everybody do their thing. Or do you think – too much damage is done, and do you think Rick's gonna fight the trash people as well? Because he was still trying to make a deal with them, like, you know, right in the middle of it. So that's what I'm trying to wonder. Of like, okay, it's gonna be Rick, Hilltop, you know, and the Kingdom, mm-hmm. and then you have Negan's group, And then where is the trash people going to? Because it's easy. It's obvious that the trash people will go with the big, you know, the highest bid.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm wondering what kind of battle that's going to be. And then all these outposts, are they going to try to get more people over to Negan, or if Negan's, because Negan's army right there. I was like, no way. He's not going to win. There's too many people with three kingdoms, three groups.
Yeah. And possibly the fourth.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. See? So I guess we got to wait till October.
Yes.
All right. So we're done. I think we're done. Yes. So kudos to everybody involved. Thanks for everybody that's been listening to our stuff. And what else? Shout out to Sasha.
Yes.
Mad Dubs. I'm going to be the dap right here. Look, dap. So I guess, Kristen, if you people want to check you out, I know you got a blog, accordingtokristen.com. We always talk about it.
Yes.
If they want to find you on the social media.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram at thisiskristen_ and Facebook at accordingtokristen.
Cool. And if you want to hear our other stuff, like I said, we have The Walking Dead. And you can go to iTunes and search The Walking Dead Recap Show. audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Everything is there as well. My blog, iWatchMike.com, on the top, it says podcast. You can find us there as well. We do do recap Fear of the Walking Dead, which is going to be coming up, what, June 4th, what Kristen just said?
Yes.
And so we'll have Brancy. Jesus, world famous astrologer, Hollywood mogul. We'll see if he's going to be joining us for Fear of the Walking Dead. He might just be too Hollywood for us.
He might be.
He might be. He'd be like,
because last time. Very possible.
Yeah. I don't even know if he's going to be joining us, but we'll see. He's got a blog called dysfunctional.com. We'll see if he's going to show up. Branty, thevro.com, if you want to check out her stuff, she's over there. And that is it for us. We'll be back with more of The Walking Dead. Once again, shout out to everybody who's been listening, sharing, and liking, and retweeting, all that stuff. We appreciate it. And I think that's it, people. So we'll be back. Don't forget to check out our other stuff. Kristen, say goodbye.
Bye.